Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This coming up on this midweek edition, we start with baseball. Game 4, Blue Jays and Dodgers last night. And now we have a series that is even at 2 after the Blue Jays get the win. In 20 minutes, more from the Diamond as we bring in Michael Bradburn from The Score. And finally, Best Bets and the Dogster at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. We stream during our final hour. You can do that via the Bally Sports Live app or just head to BallySportsLive.com. Chelsea, let's jump into baseball. I know you were watching last night with the family. You had the Texas Roadhouse on the table. And what a game we got. The Blue Jays downing the Dodgers 6-2. Can I just say real quick that since you mentioned that at the top of the show, I've been starving. Just absolutely starving for the old Roadhouse family meal.
Roadhouse. Yeah, they got the family pack of steaks because guess what? Now I get to have steak and eggs after the show. So I'm going to try to lock it in and talk about this World Series game, but I'm going to have to channel some mental strength here to not think about steak and eggs.
It's going to be difficult for both of us, honestly. It's going to be difficult for both of us. Again, Toronto wins 6-2 in Los Angeles. The Jays plus 155 on the money line. Total set at 8, so we get a push. Shohei Ohtani gets the start not long after the Dodgers won that 18-inning marathon in Game 3. But Vladdy Jr. was ready for Shohei in the top of the third.
Warning for the 19th in Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead.
Call courtesy of Fox, Vladdy 2-for-4, including that shot. Addison Barger, 2 hits on an RBI. Then on the mound, Shane Bieber gets the start for the Blue Jays. He was great, 5 1/3 innings, 1 run, 3 strikeouts. Jays get 4 more runs in the 7th, and now we have a series even at 2.
Field. Line drive left field, Miles Straw puts it away. And the Blue Jays have tied this series up. After the gut-wrenching loss last night that might have just wiped a lesser team off, the Blue Jays bounce back and win it 6-2.
This was one heck of a response, Chelsea, because the Blue Jays could have fallen apart after that 18-inning, I said marathon earlier. I was trying to come up with a different way to describe it, but that instant classic that we saw in Game 3.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a marathon. It took forever. It took 6 hours. So when you look at this Blue Jays team, obviously you look at the numbers from their offense and you say, that's damn impressive. A team that's averaging over 6 runs a game this postseason. But I think you hit the nail on the head that the most impressive part of this Blue Jays team is their resiliency and their mental fortitude. Because even coming off, you know, that marathon of a game, you add that to the mix, plus you have all of the narrative surrounding the Dodgers and their $321 million payroll. And here's the thing, like Ohtani, the most generational player you will ever see, and all these guys know it. You see the roster of future Hall of Famers on the Dodgers, and this Blue Jays team is not intimidated. Like, you look up and down the roster of the Blue Jays, and these are not the big names in baseball. Yeah. Like, when you think of Addison Barger, like, how many people heard of him before the World Series or before the postseason? It's just not some of these names that you're used to seeing, you know, in these big moments. But this is what, you know, this is when October legends are created. And speaking of, how fitting is it that Vladdy Jr. was the difference last night? The guy is on absolute fire this postseason, hitting 419, for the entirety of the postseason. He's the face of the franchise. So it felt very big that he was the guy and the spark that got it going last night.
This was Vladdy Jr.'s game, not just because of what he did during the game, but because he was the one who led his team after game three and got them out of the doldrums. And I didn't know this story, but he was saying, man, after that 18-inning marathon that we lost, I walk into the clubhouse. I'm the last guy in the clubhouse, and everyone's got their heads down like we had lost the World Series. And I kind of snapped and said, guys, it's four games. They have to win four games to win the World Series. Get your heads up. It's not over. He was sort of being the manager in that moment. But you know what? That's what leaders do. And that's what a clubhouse does or a locker room does. They look to their leaders to sort of inspire and say, oh, you're not just going to lead by how you play. You're going to lead with your words. And Vladdy did that. And then he goes out and he hits that bomb. So this was sort of everything coming together for a guy who told his team, we're not out of it, and then went out there and proved it.
Yeah, so it's just everything is coming together for Vladdy Jr., and so now we have seen seismic odds shift in the favor of Vladdy Jr. when it comes to MVP of the World Series, because before last night's game, he was 10-1 to win World Series MVP, and a lot of this has correlation with the fact that a lot of people do not believe that the Blue Jays have a chance to win the World Series. But newsflash, we're up to game five now, and the series is tied. Vladdy Jr. is hitting .419 with an OPS over 1,300, and he's had some massive home runs. Oh, by the way, last night, now I believe he has the record for the franchise for the Blue Jays for most career post home run, most postseason home runs in his career, passing Joe Carter. Wow. So it's just been an iconic postseason all around for Vladdy Jr. So now you can get him for plus .290 to win the World Series MVP. So if you still believe that the Blue Jays have a shot to win the World Series, like, that's the bet to make. If the Blue Jays win, it's going to be off the bat of Vladdy Jr.
How are you feeling about the Blue Jays now? Because I don't think you can quantify what this means for Toronto to get a win in this spot. If they lose last night's game, World Series is over. I don't mind saying that. I just don't think there's any way they recover from being down 3-1 to the Dodgers after losing that 18-inning game and then losing again. So now not only do they tie the series, they get their momentum back, and they have home field advantage going back to Toronto. As much as I still think the Dodgers are going to win this series, right now they are minus 190. I'm not laying that sort of price for the Dodgers, not laying that juice. Toronto is a real live dog here. We're going to find out a lot tonight, obviously, but I think if you like the Blue Jays, go in now.
Well, and I think more than anything, they need to win the games that Yamamoto is not pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild to say that it's like, hey, the games against Ohtani are winnable.
Right.
But, like, Yamamoto's really been the only pitcher that has been just lights out and untouchable, and he's capable of going a full game. So at some point, you know, if this game or if this series does go to seven games, we probably will see Yamamoto, and that's not great for the Blue Jays. Like, if you have to face Yamamoto in game seven, chances are not in your favor.
Right.
But the Blue Jays have shown that they are very good at making these starting pitchers work outside of Yamamoto. So, like, tonight they have Blake Snell, which they roughed up in the first game of this World Series. So I'm not going to sit here and say that the Blue Jays don't have a chance, because how many times do they have to prove us wrong? The Blue Jays have been underdogs in every single game of the series. Every single game of the series.
It's crazy.
And it hasn't even been like pick 'em prices. Like, it hasn't been the Blue Jays at plus 105. It's been the Blue Jays plus 155, plus 170, to the point where you say to yourself, at some point you look at these prices and you just have to take the value play.
No, I think you're right about that. Even tonight, I mean, here's what I think. Tonight's game, the Dodgers are minus 210, right? On the money line. So if you're talking about finding the value, and again, we're talking about a lot of minus money here, so I understand everything is relative. But if the Dodgers win tonight, don't you think they probably go on to win the World Series? I think probably so. So why would you lay $2.10 on the Dodgers tonight when the series price is minus 190?
I don't know. Do not know. And here's the thing that maybe if you're not super into betting is that when you have these big name teams that are, you know, have the pedigree and have been absolute staples. Because, like, think about how many World Series have the Dodgers played in the last 10 years? It feels like a ton. So when the public sees this type of team, they want to bet on the Dodgers. The odds makers know this. So you are having to pay extra, and you're having to pay a little Dodgers tax on these prices, even though these teams are pretty evenly matched, because they know the public's going to want to bet on those. So, like, you, any way you slice it, you are not getting a bargain on the Dodgers. So, like, maybe the Dodgers win. It's just at these prices. Like, here's the thing. If you bet on the Blue Jays on the money line every game of this series, like, you'd be up pretty big money just because they're plus 170 in some of these games. And the converse is true for the Dodgers, where if you bet on the Dodgers on the money line every game this series, you'd be down money. You know, if they're minus 200 every game, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right about that. So you have to be really careful here. How are we feeling about tonight? Treya Savage going for the Blue Jays. Blake Snell going for the Dodgers. This is a rematch of game one where the Blue Jays jumped all over Blake Snell. That was his second worst performance of the season. Gave up 5 runs against the Pirates, I think, about a month and a half ago. But this is not like him to get shelled in back-to-back games. So what do you think happens tonight? Is there a player prop? Are you leaning one way or the other? I know we're talking about prices, and it's, I mean, even the Dodgers on the run line is going to be a little bit of minus money. I mean, that number just keeps going up when you're looking at the money line prices as well. I kind of want to bet on this game, but also at the same time, I just feel like that because of all the public interest, which keeps driving up prices, it's hard to find a solid bet.
Yeah, and this is all to be said that, like, it's not like I'm saying the Dodgers can't win this game. It's just, like, these prices make it really hard to make a case for the Dodgers. So I'm going to go with a player prop in this game. I'm going to go hits, runs, RBI. Going to go Vladdy Jr. Like, it's the face of the franchise. And he's been on absolute fire. And he's hit off of Blake Snell before. He has a lot of familiarity with him because Blake Snell once pitched in the AL East when he was with the Rays. I'm not sure if Vladdy Jr. was there. But anyways, he does have, I think, 17 at-bats against him. So Vladdy Jr., 2+, hits, runs, and RBI is minus 103. That's almost even money. And so that kind of insulates you from walks as well. Even if they do walk Vladdy Jr., if somebody drives him in and he scores a run, that counts for this bet as well. So I like that one probably the best of the player props, just because he's hitting 419 for the postseason. He is seeing the baseball like it is a beach ball at this point. So I think you make a pretty solid case for Vladdy Jr. just about any night.
No, I agree. I think that's sharp. Is there any other bet on the board if you're looking at how many games will this series be? 6 games is minus 120. 7 games is even money. If you want to go series total games, over 6.5 is even money. Under 6.5 is minus 120. I will say I kind of like over 6.5 at even money. I feel like this could go 7 games. And remember, the Blue Jays have home field advantage now because they won last night. I feel like that, I mean, we know we're going to go back to Toronto. They'll get at least one win there. I think we're going to go 7. I like over 6.5 at even money.
Yeah, just play 7 games at even money, same bet. So, I think it goes 7. Like, what have we seen from this series so far is that both of these teams are very evenly matched. And the wildest part for me is that normally when we handicap games, you look at the pitching matchup and we say, okay, the Blue Jays have the disadvantage. The Blue Jays have won games in which they have severe pitching disadvantages. Mm-hmm. Like the game that Max Scherzer threw, where he wasn't even that good, they've won his games. Which is crazy to say. Like, I know they haven't won all of his games, but still, my point being is that these Blue Jays bats are so good that they have kept him in it, even when the starting pitching has not been lights out. So it's just hard to discount the Blue Jays every single game, with the exception of maybe when Yamamoto pitches.
Yeah, that guy just, he's otherworldly. He and Shohei both. Whose bath water would you rather order, Yamamoto's or Shohei's? Mm. You asked me this question earlier.
Oh, man. Well, my question was, which player do you think would sell the most? It wasn't a personal question, because personally, I would hope that you would say, I don't need to be buying anybody's bathwater. Like, that's the correct answer that I was looking for.
Yes.
But to spin this to more of a like relevant tangent, we were talking about this yesterday. Who wins MVP of the World Series if the Dodgers win And Yamamoto has two excellent games. Because, like, think about it. Ohtani looked human last night. And I understand he's had otherworldly performances. And, like, he's a unicorn. He's playing both sides of the ball. But, like, think about if Yamamoto throws another complete game in Game 7 of the World Series. He has to win MVP, right?
I think he does. But can he? I think that's the question. Here's the thing. If he goes another the distance again and throws another complete game, three straight. I mean, I know this is about the World Series and not what he did previously. But if he does two consecutive complete game shutouts or complete game performances in the World Series and Shohei struggles a touch, I think he has to be the guy, right? I think so.
Yeah. You can get a better price.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up next, we will continue talking about the World Series, what to expect tonight, and for the rest of the Fall Classic when we bring in Michael Bradburn from The Score. He is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, well, we're going to try and talk more baseball. We're going to bring in Michael Bradburn from The Score and get some insight on the World Series. So I missed yesterday. Glad to be back. But I don't want to talk about something that you may have discussed. Did you talk about Brad Paisley and this wild stat before the World Series? Yes. So Brad Paisley? Yeah. I mean, you know Brad Paisley. I mean, who doesn't know Brad Paisley? But country music legend, been around forever. I think I can say that now. He sung the national anthem before Game 3, went 18 innings. He has now sung the national anthem before the two longest World Series games in history. Not only that, listen to this. Sung the national anthem for Game 1 of the World Series in 2024, went 10 innings. Sung the national anthem before Game 3 of the World Series in 2018. That's the one I was talking about previously. Went 18 innings. Sung the national anthem before Game 2 of the World Series in 2017. Went 11 innings. If you hear that Brad Paisley is going to sing the national anthem before a baseball game, bet on extra innings because he's there for the long haul.
What a wild stat. Right? I never heard of this, but this sounds like something like tailor-made for like gambling Twitter. Because people see stuff like this and they're like, oh, you got to bet on this. You got to bet on this.
You got to.
But do you think there's any type, like there's no correlation, right? Or causation, I should say.
Yeah.
Because like it is an anomaly and it is weird, but it's not something that I would like put my money on. But that is crazy. Like, if I'm a player, I'm like, no, you go back over there. You go back to Nashville. We don't want your kind around here.
We don't want your kind around here.
We don't want your kind.
Your kind ain't welcome around here. We're looking for an extra innings game. And you're not Brad Paisley, so you get on, get. That's the way it goes.
Get. Well, especially after they play that 18-inning game. Like, they probably don't want extra innings of any kind, because it's already felt like a very long World Series.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Brad Paisley, you need to stay at home for, you know, the health of everybody on the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. But I will say this. I do feel like Major League Baseball has done a good job of getting really good singers and like A-listers, and we've had like a good celebrity presence. Mm-hmm. Because I said this when we were talking about Sydney Sweeney and the fact that like baseball needs help. It's not the NFL where like the NFL does not need celebrity guests, you know, in the stands to like drive the interest and provide like some sort of like cultural relevance. But I feel like baseball kind of does. And they've had some A-lister. They had like BB Rexha. I've seen like Justin Bieber repping the Blue Jays. Obviously, he's from Canada. And then we had all kinds of celebrities in the stands last night. So here was the list. We had Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, Sydney Sweeney, Connie Britton, Donald Glover, Catherine O'Hara, and LeBron. And of course, the ex-royals. We had Meghan Markle and Harry. Prince Harry, I suppose I should say. Let me ask you this, Jenks. Mm-hmm. Of these celebrities, who would you choose to sit next to if you could?
Connie Britton.
Oh,
I love Connie Britton. She's awesome, man. And she'd probably be the gal to have a beer with you and just talk baseball and hang out. Like, every other person there might just talk down to you a little bit. Not Connie. We just sit and hang. Have a good old time at the baseball game. I think she'd be sneaky number one, honestly.
I will always imagine her as, like, a coach's wife. Like, just because of, like, Friday Night Lights. And she just has that feel to her where she's just, like, she's cool and she's pretty, but it's effortless. And she knows just as much about football as, like, whoever is coaching on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Run the damn ball, sweetie! So I just feel like she has that, like, cool presence to her where it's, like, she's attractive but not, like, over-the-top attractive. Like, she feels like she could be in your suburb.
Yeah, she's totally relatable. I think that's what makes her great. Mm. Also relatable, Michael Bradburn, who covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for the Score. We've got him on the phone now. Michael, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. And where does this Game 4 performance rank for the Blue Jays? It feels like after that marathon in Game 3, it was a game they really needed. So this response was just massive for Toronto.
Yeah, it was pretty legendary, honestly. I do think Ohtani, I do, like, before this game even started, I thought they could get to Ohtani, and you know, I really, really like Shane Bieber, so I like the pitching matchup heading in. Obviously, taking that 18-inning loss into 3 a.m. is brutal, and you're showing up to the park, you know, later in the day, and you're not in your normal routines and everything like that. But, you know, one team has to win, and you know, the Jays did it, so yeah, pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of pretty great, I understand that the headline's always going to be about Ohtani, and rightfully so. Like, he's a generational unicorn. But I feel like we got to talk about Vladdy Jr. and what he has done for the Blue Jays this year, this postseason, and even last night. He's hitting .419 for the postseason, OPS over 1,300. Now he has, like, the most career postseason home runs of any Blue Jays player in history. What has he meant to the Blue Jays this year?
Yeah, in the season, he signed a $500 million extension, so that kind of tells you what he means to the Toronto Blue Jays franchise and the ownership as well. Rogers is not the most forthcoming with their finances, you know, like, they don't love giving those contracts out. So it's huge that they were able to tie up a, like, franchise star like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Also, there were some fans who thought, like, a first baseman slash DH who can slug very, very well just, like, wasn't worth that much money. Even some people thought, like, you know, the Juan Soto comparisons were pretty brutal. Like, Soto is, like, slightly younger and much better at getting on base. So it's tough to see, like, people come out and say Vlad isn't worth $500 million because he has surely proven that he is definitely worth $500 million. It's going to be interesting if Rogers feels that Bo Bichette is worth investing in the offseason as well. So, yeah, we'll see.
We're talking with Michael Bradburn, who covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for the Score. You're Canadian. Are you a Blue Jays guy, or are you just like, don't put that on me? You know, I just because I'm from Canada doesn't mean I love Toronto. But are you passionately for the Blue Jays in this series?
Honestly, it's kind of a good question. I do think the Blue Jays will win it, but I'm not a Blue Jays fan. No, like, okay. I do find myself when the game comes on and I'm sitting there watching it, I am rooting for them. But I think I'm rooting for them just because they're like a fun, scrappy team. They work tough at bats up and down the lineup. Also, there's this thing about them. Like, when Trey Savage is on the mound and he's a rookie, you're never not confident that he's going to get out of it. And like, you feel that way about the entire team. Like, they trail 2-0 early and you're like, I'm pretty sure the Jays will still win this game. And they do. And like, I don't know, that makes a really exciting team. Obviously, I also love the Dodgers, though. Like, how can you not love Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman? And like, the bottom of their lineup is also like relatively scrappy too. Like, Tommy Edman had a pretty good start to the season. Obviously, he tapered off and dealt with some injuries, but you know, I am mostly just a ball fan, and I do want to see my friends who live around me experience joy. So there is that.
All right, so who wins this next game? Because the crazy part of this whole scenario to me is that from a betting standpoint, the Blue Jays have been big underdogs in every single game. But here we stand with the series tied. So clearly, there's not as big of a gap as maybe the odds makers are putting on the board for us. So tonight, the Blue Jays are big underdogs once again, plus 170. So do you think they have a chance in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. They've already beat Blake Snell once. They work tough at bats against lefties. Blake Snell is one of those pitchers that like can get flustered. He's exceptional. Like, I don't want to slag Blake Snell either. He's incredible, an incredible pitcher. However, when he gets into walk trouble and he gets traffic on base, he like can throw a lot of pitches, and then you're getting into the bullpen, and obviously we saw the bullpen work wonders for the Dodgers in game three, like Will Klein and Emmett Sheehan combining for 7 shutout or whatever. But yeah, like, the plan of attack is the Jays get to the bullpen and Blake Snell is gettable. I do think Savage is also a little bit gettable. He's excellent, but we saw him go twice in a series previously, and his second outing was not as good as his first. I do think when opposing batters get a good read on that like funky overhead delivery, then they're like better corrected, better adjusted for what he's throwing. So we'll see if they adjust to the splitter tonight. And but yeah, I think I would take Blue Jays to go ahead.
Michael, who is the one Blue Jays player that has been most important to this team that we don't talk about?
Through the season or through the postseason?
Through the postseason.
Oh, man. Through the postseason, I think it would be Ernie Clement. Ernie Clement was like,
okay,
like hitting .500 through the first two series, like the division series and the championship series. He is elite defensively at third base and also can move around the diamond. He's a bit of a Swiss Army knife. Yeah, if you're just like learning about the Blue Jays, you probably don't know of Ernie Clement that well, and he mashes left-handers, like brutalizes left-handers. So he's a fun guy to like root for. And honestly, like, yeah, I do think he has staying power. I think the Blue Jays have like a bunch of kind of scrappy guys, like Nathan Lucas has been their number two hitter for most of the series. He moved up to number one last night because of Springer's injury. And he's like kind of known as a scrappy guy too, but he's like a career minor leaguer and he's already 31. I think Clement, you know, has a bit of a career ahead of him as at least a very good defensive third baseman and all-arounder.
All right, so you said this earlier, and you almost said it like nonchalantly, but it's kind of a hot take based on like what people think of the Dodgers, is that I'm pretty sure you said that the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series. So make your case for Toronto to the casual baseball fan. Like, what are the talking points? Why do you think they're going to win the World Series?
I think the betting odds are just wrong here, honestly. I think the betting odds reflect how people bet. I don't think they reflect what is true. I think they're reflecting here, in this case, that like the Blue Jays won more games than the Dodgers. They are a very complete team, and everything is kind of going very well for them right now as well. There were times in the season where Bowden Francis was making regular starts for this team. He's not very good. there were times in the season when Max Scherzer looked absolutely cooked, and he is good now. Like, he's not prime Max Scherzer or anything, but he's getting, like, very competitive outs in a World Series against one of the hardest lineups in the history of baseball. So, yeah, I think that's the case. I don't think there's much of a case to be made, honestly. You've seen them through four games here, and they're an elite ball club. Like, this isn't luck. They work very hard at bats. Obviously, they cannot compete against a pitcher like Yoshinobu Yamamoto because he is, like, unflappable. But when, like, Blake Snell and Tyler Glasnow are on the mound, who throw a lot of pitches to try and get strikeouts, they're going to beat those guys. And they did all year.
He covers Major League Baseball and Formula One for The Score. It is Michael Bradburn. Michael, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You never know. You never know. You're going to meet someone from Canada, and they're like, I don't know. I like the Blue Jays. I'm not crazy about them, though, because, you know, there's a finite number of teams there, you know, like the Blue Jays. So you just never know. But yeah, that's it. That's the Blue Jays. I was like, I remember the Expos too, but no, it's just the Blue Jays. I had to check with myself. Like, no, it's just Toronto. So you never really know. And we run into that with covers.com as well, right? Because they're based in Canada, so it's always Blue Jays centric. But I mean, you can still tell that he makes a case for the Blue Jays, and I get it. They're right there.
Right. And especially with these prices. Like, I feel like we keep saying that, is that it's not like we look at this Dodgers lineup and we're like, yeah, they're not going to win. No, there is certainly, in the realm of possibility, that the Dodgers still win the World Series. They are still very, very good. I am just saying, at these prices, I'm not sure if it's worth betting on the Dodgers. And, like, this is why we don't bet on the Dodgers during the regular season very much. Like, Jenks, think about the times that we have bet on the Dodgers on the money line in the regular season. Yeah. I feel like this is the team that we barely bet on just because the prices are never good.
They're not. I mean, you kind of have to go into the numbers a little bit and look at different player props, or maybe find alt bets to make, or you have to get creative, which is something you're very good at.
Yeah.
And you say all the time, get creative, because you're not going to find a price that you like if you just bet these guys outright, and you would have lost money. Coming up next on the show, man, maybe we'll just let Denton bet after he went 3-0 last night. How about that? Best Bets Doctor coming up next. It is a Daily Tip on the Bet MGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on About MGM Network on a Wednesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, Best Bets, Dogster. Chelsea, I don't know if you ever feel like that we're living in a simulation, but I do a lot, because I have those moments where I'm like, what is going on here? Am I like a more advanced version of The Sims and somebody's messing with my head? So I was in a lift yesterday, and I had my earbuds in, and I was on ChatGPT. And I have tried all of the chatbots. I have my different opinions about each one. Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini. Now even Amazon has Alexa Plus out. So if you see your devices upgrade at home and they're getting smarter, that's why.
What else do we have? I mean, they're all over the place. So I'm on ChatGPT, and all of a sudden I hear a news story that says, why people who engage with chatbots are now experiencing different types of psychosis. And I was like, what? I'm like, am I crazy? I had like WTOP or something. I was listening to like news radio. I'm like, wait a second. Psychosis? And so they went to commercial break and I came back and I had to listen. I'm like, am I crazy? And I don't know it because this came on while I was in ChatGPT just going back and forth. Fortunately, once I listened to the story, I was like, okay, I don't fit any of these symptoms. Like people who have cut off their families, who only talk to chatbots and that's it. Don't talk to their friends like they're totally isolated. I don't do that. But it was a weird moment when I'm doing it and then I hear about it.
Well, first of all, I've never heard of Claude.
Yeah.
What is that attached to?
It's from the AI company Anthropic. That is their chatbot.
That's very in the weeds. I've never even heard of that one. We need one that's like for every demographic. We need one for like people here in the South. It's like named Jeff.
Jed.
As like a Southern accent. They got to pander to everybody, right? Like, why aren't they doing this already? But it is funny that you bring this up because I was getting my hair done yesterday at my neighbor's and she has an Alexa. And so apparently there is an upgrade with Alexa where now it is more conversational. Instead of just giving an answer, she will go into something else where it's not just like, hey, Alexa, what's the weather today? It's not like, you know, 62 degrees. It's like 62 degrees. I'd suggest that you pack a light jacket or a sweater. How are you feeling today? It's like, I didn't ask for that. So like my neighbor is worried because her 7-year-old son has been having these conversations with Alexa. And she's like, I don't want you to be excited to tell Alexa things. Because like he was like, I can't wait to tell Alexa that I made this car. And she's like, whoa. Yeah. This is weird. We need to stop this immediately.
Yeah, I'm torn because... I'm torn because Alexa was really dumb, like really dumb. You'd say, hey, Alexa, play songs by Taylor Swift. And there'd be a pause and you'd hear, here is how Mother Kangaroo feeds her Joey. And you'd be like, what are you talking about? It's not even close to what I asked. But now it's just the opposite where you say, hey, what's the weather today? Oh, it's going to be a perfect 65 degree day. I'd suggest a light jacket. You're going to love it. And so Catherine heard this and goes, hey, Alexa, what if I don't love it? This isn't great weather for me. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I assumed you'd enjoy it. So she has upgraded in a big way, but you're spot on where now you're having these conversations back and forth, back and forth. It's really crazy.
I think especially with kids, because like I think most adults kind of know the difference, but I don't know. You see these headlines of people who are like, I'm going to marry my Alexa. And you're like, wow, humanity is still screwed. So there are people out there who like need these guidelines as well. But like, especially for kids, because like they don't know any better. And like, think about it. If it's tough for a child to make friendships, because sometimes it is when you're growing up and it's scary to talk to new people.
Sure.
You're like, why wouldn't I just be friends with Alexa? And you're like, no, that's not how the world works.
I don't want that to be the case. Even yesterday, I actually switched. I was on ChatGPT for a while, and now I'm a Claude guy. I was tired of chat. And here's how they get you. Yeah, here's how they get you, whether it's Gemini, Claude, Grok, whatever, is that they keep prompting you with questions. And that's fine. Like, sometimes I have a follow-up question, but that's all to engage you, right? Like, let me keep asking you this. Do you need this? What about this? Do you need this? And it just it's this endless cycle. Where sometimes I'm not looking for a prompt every single time we finish a correspondence. Correspondence, like I'm off at war. Dear ChatGPT, I've missed you. But we have this give and take, and then like I don't need another prompt, but that's part of the engagement.
It's just weird to me. Like, I don't even use Siri on my phone because I feel stupid talking to my phone, so I just don't do it. Like, if I want to do something, I can type it in my phone. Like, I don't get the premise of like, I guess you guys have it, like the Alexa and like the Google Home or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to inanimate objects. Like, I feel like that is a level of crazy that like, I'm already crazy and like, let's reserve that one for later.
Fair. I don't blame you. I will get into that to a point and then I'm like, all right, it's like anything else. You know, everything in moderation. So I totally understand that. Coming up next on Bet Sweats.
Who knows? Joe O, Sammy P, having a good time getting you set for the World Series as well. Man, D-Day, 3-0 yesterday on his best bet, so we'll probably have to get in his ear and find out what he is betting on. Bravo, sir. Bravo. Well done. But let's find out what we have on the card tonight.
Time to place your bets.
Joe Schlesinger. We're going baseball tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, let's continue to play the hottest hitter in the postseason, and that is Vladdy Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays. So I'm going to go over his hits, runs, and RBI set at at 1.5. We're going to hit the over for -103, almost even money, because lest I remind you, Vladdy Jr. is hitting .419 this postseason with an OPS of 1,300. So even if they walk him tonight, which they might, he's been walked some in this series, if he gets on base and somebody hits him in and he scores a run, this counts for this bet. And here's the thing. If he hits a home run, this bet is cleared in one swing of the bat. And we have seen this from Vladdy Jr. We saw it last night. I'm not saying that he needs to hit a home run in every single game, but it would be fitting because it does feel like he is the face of the franchise. And he has been carrying this team with the momentum that we saw last night. And plus, he's pitched or he's faced Blake Snell quite a bit, 12 at-bats against Blake Snell. And we saw last time around that Blake Snell is hittable when the Blue Jays batters make him work for it and make him throw a bunch of pitches. So I think the matchup is good. Vladdy Jr., the best hitter right now in baseball. So let's continue to ride that. Over his hits, runs, RBI, over 1.5 for -103.
All right, Chelsea. Let's get it. Let's get a dub tonight. All right, here's what I'm going to do here. I feel kind of lame making this bet because all the money is coming in on the Dodgers tonight, and I'm going to go with LA here. I just don't believe that the Raptors, come on. Frankly, I just don't believe the Blue Jays can get to Blake Snell in back-to-back games, back-to-back appearances at least, right? He got shelled in game one against the Blue Jays. He gave up 5 runs. And here's the thing. That was tied for his worst outing of the season, which was back in early September when he gave up 5 runs to the Pirates. Since then, he has been on a roll until this last outing, right? What happened when he got shelled against Pittsburgh? Went on to throw 13 consecutive shutout innings. So when you have a Cy Young award-winning pitcher, when you have someone who has the stuff that Blake Snell has, I just believe after a bad outing, what you're going to get is that positive regression. I think we see that tonight. And look at what he has done in L.A. this season. 5-1 overall, a 1.17 ERA. He has struck out 48 batters in 38 and a third innings. And also, look at the Dodgers' bats as well. Only had 6 hits last night, 2 runs. It's really hard to shut down a lineup this talented in back-to-back games. I think they get on the right side. I think Blake Snell gets back on track. I'm going to play Dodgers -1. It's -155, a little juicy. Would also recommend Dodgers on the run line if you don't want to lay that juice. Going to be a public side, but I think it's the right side after that Blue Jays win last night.
I do think the best argument for the Dodgers tonight is that you look at the Dodgers' bats, like you said, and it feels to me like they are too good of a lineup to only score 2 runs. Like, I just think that we see something better from them tonight. And Trey Savage has given up some runs. And at some point, like, I do think this kind of plays into the over as well, is that these batters have seen a lot of these relievers a lot already. Yeah. That's what happens when you have an 18-inning game thrown in there. So as the series goes on, the advantage goes to the hitters when you keep seeing the same arms over and over again. So I don't know how it's going to go once the bullpens come into the mix, but I do think we see some runs scored, and I do think we see a better effort from the Dodgers lineup tonight. Like, I don't think we see another game where Ohtani is just not even in the mix, because it's crazy. He went from being on base 9 times the game before to last night being not much of a factor at all.
No, I agree with you. So before we get to the dogster, do you have a lean we should know about?
I think that's going to be it. Like, I think last night when I was watching the World Series, I was thinking that the World Series next game was not going to be until Thursday. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to bet on the NBA tonight. So I started doing research for that, but like, I don't want to. So not even a lean in the NBA. I do not want to bet on the NBA.
Fair enough. Understand that completely. All right, before we wrap things up, guess who's here and back and ready to go? It is the Dogster. Dogster, what's going on?
I've been watching the World Series, and Shane Ohtani is awesome.
Oh.
Who is Shane Ohtani?
He's the greatest baseball player I've ever seen.
But you know it's Shohei Ohtani, right? Where'd you get this name?
It's from the chatbot I use, ChatGPT.
Oh. Well. Okay. Well, now it all makes sense. We gotta log you off. You at least have a bet.
Rockets -5.5 at the Raptors.
Okay. Well, don't feel bad, Chelsea. Could be on ChatGPT. That's not the way to go.
I wasn't even sure if we could say that word on air, but listen, you just said it twice, so.
It's a chatbot. It's different. If as long as you put bot on the end, it's okay. It makes it all okay. That's going to do all it right. for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. At least I hope so. It's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Always appreciate spending your morning with you. It's the midweek edition. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.